Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Okay, couple looky here performances. What do you make of Drew Anderson these days?
Looky here.
Yeah.
I think Drew Anderson is an asset to this team. I think he's got a role to play on this team. And, I mean, thrown into duty yesterday, it's not easy when you find out a couple hours that, hey, you got to start, by the way.
Yep.
But he's, I don't think he's great. I think he's a solid guy to have in the bullpen that can give you anywhere from 1 to 3 innings worth of work if you need it. Maybe more if you really need it, but I figure Ty Madden will be that guy. But Drew Anderson is, I think he's a nice piece to have on this team.
His first 10 appearances in Detroit with the Tigers, he gave up 11 earned runs. Since then, he has really settled down. He's given up 9 since in another about almost 20 appearances.
Almost 30 innings.
The performance yesterday, emergency break glass starting performance, was more than fine. To get him into the third inning, he gave up the 1 earned run, but struck out 5, which was pretty impressive, and has started to, fine coming in out of the pen too. He's been really pretty darn good with him. Not great in the Cleveland, the game he appeared in Cleveland. Is he also starting to resemble Goose from the original Top Gun with the little mustache? Is anybody else seeing that? Is it just me?
I'm not sure if you are so desperate to come up with a movie reference that this one fits your narrative, and thank God for you, or if you're actually right on this.
Well, I was watching last night and I'm like, who does he look like? He looks like, and it was racking my brain. I'm like, he's Goose from Top Gun.
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you that.
I think this is a mustache. And I think it's a, I think that's the look, the vibe I'm getting. The other thing is Tyler Holton. What are your thoughts on Tyler Holton?
Well, Tyler Holton has been a big part of this team in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He's a left-handed arm that they could use in clutch situations.
He went through a real rough stretch last month.
He did. Well, and his earned run average for the month of May was 3.46. It's 1.29 this June.
I'm bringing up his game log because he went through a stretch where it was like he wasn't getting anybody out. 4 appearances against the Mets, Toronto, and 2 against Cleveland. He went 3-4 1/3 and gave up 1, 2, 3, 4 earned runs. Gave up 7 hits. Yeah, he had a rough stretch there, but again, really good yesterday. I feel like if they could add a couple bullpen arms, and if are they going to be starters? Are they going to be repurposed starters? Is there going to be somebody from AAA? They're going to make a move. Because for this team to do anything, they just have to be better than they've been most of this year out of the bullpen. So I'm looking, man. I'm looking at Drew Anderson. I'm looking at Tyler Holton.
What scares me about the arms that may or may not be there at Toledo is they've gotten some chances with the Tigers, mm-hmm. and they've looked awful.
Yep.
And yet they've looked dominating at Toledo.
Like, Waga's back, who gave up the back-to-back home runs last night. Probably not an answer.
Who did that? I'm sorry.
Waga's back?
Yeah.
Jacob Waga's back?
Whoever that, who Waga's back is. But yeah.
I might be in the ballpark.
But guys like Drew Sommers and Hanafy, those are guys that just look bad as Tigers, but look really good in the minors. So mm-hmm. you just don't know what you have. It's when guys get healthy, it feels like you're going to have a bullpen that has several options to go long innings out of the bullpen, as opposed to just, hey, you're a one inning guy. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Right. And then the other thing is, and we've kind of glossed over it. Kevin McGonigal is so good. He is so good. He, in many ways, he's exceeded realistic expectations for this season. Like, this is a case scenario where all the hype, as it grew and it grew and it grew, all appears to be worth it. I mean, halfway through this guy's rookie year, and we had a caller call that said like seven things that we disagreed with, but the one thing he said was McGonigal's their best player. And I'm like, I'm not even sure if that's true, but he's in the conversation. And you can make a case, certainly. I haven't really sat down to go over it, but the home run last night, he added a couple of walks. He singled. He's on base all the time. His glove is fine, and they can hit him at leadoff.
Well, like for now, they can. I don't think that's where he slots when, you know, a couple of years from now when you probably have Max Clark leading off, or if Parker Meadows gets healthy.
And produces.
But, yeah, but I mean, I feel like a Parker Meadows ship is sailed pretty much, and now that we haven't seen him in forever.
He's so steady Eddie. Not Parker Meadows.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal. I was like, Parker Meadows.
No, sorry.
But McGonigal has been steady. He draws draws walks, mm-hmm. and he doesn't strike out. So it makes it look like he walks even more because he's not swinging and missing all that much. He's got, I think, is it 44 to 40 walks to strikeouts this year? He's hitting well. He's starting to get a little bit of that power stroke, hit the home run last night. It was a no-doubter. He hit one last week, was the same thing, a no-doubter. I think he's starting to get more and more comfortable with who he is in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And teams are going to figure out you cannot throw a fastball past him. Unless you elevate the fastball, he's going to hit it and hit it hard somewhere. He's got crazy good exit velocity. He's a complete baseball player. He runs well. He knows the game. If he makes a mistake, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. He learns from it. He's a lot of fun to watch, and you hope that he is the first of several players that play in a similar fashion. You know, it's funny because the two guys are linked together, always McGonigal and Max Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it seems like they could be more opposite with personalities. McGonigal looks like he's this very humble kid, just going to be quiet, go about his business and do it. Max Clark looks like he's flashy. He's got all the flair and the necklaces and, you know, and maybe a little bit brash and dialed into social media and all that. But in the end, a real solid baseball player. And I'm looking forward to seeing Max Clark come up, Bryce Rainer, Yost is the other one who's they got it single A ball. Both of Yost and Rainer are shortstops. We'll see how they matriculate, but they're hitting reasonably well. OPS is like 750 for both of those guys.
At the beginning of the year, when like AL Rookie of the Year odds came out, McGonigal had a chance. It was clear that he was going to be one of the favorites to win American League Rookie of the Year. We went back and we said, well, remember who won last year's American League Rookie of the Year? It was Nick Kurtz from the Athletics, and how elite he was as a rookie. And we said, imagine if you plug this bat into the Tigers lineup. That was the if everything's working out. Well, Kevin McGonigal's batting average is in line with Nick Kurtz. His home runs, he could hit as many as Nick Kurtz. His RBIs, he could have as many as Nick Kurtz. Now, his OPS isn't nearly as high. Kurtz last year at 293 with 18 home runs, 57 RBIs, and a 1,006 OPS. McGonigal's 282, 5 home runs, 25 RBIs, 811 OPS. So he could do many of the same things Nick Kurtz did, and that was our best case, wildest dream scenario. And he's trending to maybe be exactly that. It's crazy.
Yeah, he won't have the power that Nick Kurtz has, but he's awfully good. Both players are awfully good. They'll be happy with either one, but I'm glad we have McGonigal. McGonigal he's been great. I mean, defensively, It looks like he's gotten better and better defensively, whether he's playing shortstop. Plays or
a
third.
More important position than Nick Kurtz in terms of defense. He steals more bases than Nick Kurtz, and he's got to keep it up, right? Yeah. I mean, but God, it's been so good. It's been so good. And for this team to have any chance, he has to keep it up. And for the people going, why are you even doing this? Look, what the Tigers are up against are a bad American League. They're chasing 500. The last AL playoff team right now in the wild card has a 500 record. It's the Athletics. There's a chance that 500 can get you in. And do I think this team that has had good starting pitching and on paper should be better moving forward? Do I think with a correction factor, when it takes place with a case like Colt Keith, if it takes place with Torkelson, could lead to some hot bats coming up and maybe is happening right now with Colt Keith? Chasing 500 isn't an insurmountable task for this team in this group. But that would be to just get them in. Now, to do more than that, than to just get in, they might have to buy at the trade deadline, but that's why in a very early default position, I'm either buy, and if you can't buy, sell. Because just getting in, you got to just get in with improved roster. And we'll see if they can accomplish any of that. All right. Speaking of trades, there's always Dylan Larkin reporting. It feels like everybody around the league is talking about it. Hear the very latest next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.